Okay, Deirdre, you're up. Thank you. Deirdre Dixon.
Okay, I don't really like mics, and I really don't like sitting down when I talk, so I'm going to probably pace around a bit. I kind of like jumping because I've been sitting for like listening to really, really interesting discussions of this topic, and you all have much more interesting things, I think, to say than I do. I mean, I'm just learning a lot. So thank you, each one of you, and thanks everyone for coming. Thank you, Kevin, for organizing this. So maybe I'll just jump a bit more. Honestly, I don't really have notes prepared because I set aside time this afternoon to do this, and then, not surprisingly, life got in the way, and the work I actually do at the well kind of required, you know, some stuff to be done, you know, and a youth dropped by and we wanted to talk, and then there were some posters to be picked up, and suddenly it was 6 o'clock, and oh my God, I had to be here. That, to me, actually strikes me as one of the first challenges of building any movement, and certainly trying to unite across already established, or in some cases, very well established movements. And this, we're all really busy already doing so much work. And you know, I really respect what you're saying about imagination and, you know, sort of coming together and building relationships, and I totally agree with you about building relationships, but I think we're also already doing a lot of this work, so part of my challenge is, oh my God, how do I find the time to help build the United Progressive Movement while I'm still trying to, you know, keep our little totally volunteer-run center going, or, you know, you're trying to keep, you know, the funding coming in to continue training, you know, immigrant women and introducing them to the job market, or, you know, you're probably marking papers from time to time. And I'm not trying to be negative, I think I'm just trying to be very concrete about this, because I tend to think in very concrete ways when somebody asks me a question like, how do you create a United Progressive Movement? And I think, okay, well, what are the steps? You know, step one, step two, and, you know, this was sort of step zero. As I was sort of thinking about this while I was, you know, driving the car, so, you know, bear with me. I'm just going to kind of shake my head sideways and a bunch of ideas are going to fall out, and I don't know if they're really valid, but bear with me and maybe we can sort through them. I was thinking that certainly coming from my perspective, and, you know, I'm speaking very much as an activist in the queer community. I've also, you know, worked to some extent with women's organizations. And I worked as a student union activist, like here at McMaster as a union activist, as a teaching assistant. I was active in the QP local here. But primarily I'm working now within the queer community in Hamilton and trying to really build a sense of community. And the first thing I have to say I thought of when I talked about thinking about progressive is I think, goodness! Progressive in the queer community? I mean, there's some of us who are progressive, but there's lots of people in the queer community, you know, lesbian, gay, lots of gay men, who probably would not self-identify as being progressive. And I don't want to make an assumption just about gay men, but just I think about my experiences, you know, as within this community, and it's by no means a sort of universal identity. And I think probably, and I think Inez, you were sort of speaking to this a little bit too, that, you know, their immigrants have wildly different experiences and not everyone would identify even as a sort of, in the way that perhaps you would be talking about sort of an immigrant experience or a newcomer experience. Certainly, I've spoken to persons who work in the women's movement within a sort of feminist context. And boy, you know, that whole idea that we're all, you know, like all women are sort of united by their vaginas, kind of, and we're all feminists. No, not happening. So I want to just suggest, first of all, that if we're going to engage in this discussion of some sort of unity, and, you know, I'm not even touching unity at the moment, that we actually need to start thinking about the breakdown of identity politics, right? What we're all kind of, I think, in varying ways kind of dancing around, is that identity politics, as powerful as they have been and as powerful as they, you know, in some ways continue to be, are also potentially a barrier for us. And so I'm not sure, but I don't want to dissemble identity politics in the next, you know, 2 minutes or something. But I think that's maybe a little bit of some of the flexibility that's been discussed. And I'm wondering if, like, and then I tried to think, well, okay, if I'm kind of, you know, taking issue with identity politics, then, you know, where am I seeing commonality? And so I'm wondering if our commonality starts to lie, you know, this is just a sort of hypothesis I'm kind of playing with it at the moment, but what I'm kind of, and what I'm kind of hearing tonight, gathering, has to do more with a particular, and I apologize for the esotericness here, but a particular analysis of power, if you will, a sort of observation of particular sorts of oppression, the observation, you know, that we are sensitized to, that we are conscious of, we are aware of, and we are, you know, emotionally and intellectually moved in a bad way, like negatively moved by oppression that we observe and experience and hear about within the sort of shared mass-mediated culture that we have helped create. And so I'm wondering if, you know, moving towards sort of talking about, and I don't want to go all anti or anything like that, and I really appreciate what you're saying about anti-oppression, anti-oppressive practice, but if thinking about the ways that, you know, the collective sorts of, I think, movements that we kind of have represented here kind of understand and react to oppression is actually a place to start. So suddenly it's not, you know, let's just take some crazy glue, and I'm just grossly oversimplifying, but and glue environmentalism to the women's movement, to the labor movement, to, you know, queer rights, and, you know, throw away the crazy glue at that point, or something like that. But it means, you know, sort of actually interrogating why we were already invested in wherever we come from in terms of a sort of progressive movement. And I guess that's where our sort of flexibility and the challenge comes from, is then saying, okay, can I sort of maybe generalize that outward a little bit? And where do I start to meet intellectually with, or even emotionally with, others who seem to share sort of direction? So that's just kind of one idea that kind of fell out of my head. And I don't know, you know, feedback, please. I guess for Q&A, feedback, please. Second thought. I lost one. Anyways. The actual second thought was, I agree that we are trying to move towards a kind of unity, but I think I can't help, and here I'm going to be irritating and sort of, you know, refer to the only theorist I actually ever really liked very well, which is Michel Foucault, and I don't even like Foucault that well because I don't really like theory, but I don't really have much use for long, kind of tedious books that, you know, are hard to read. But Foucault, when he's talking, and at one point, I think it's in the History of Sexuality, Volume 1, talks about power as sort of constantly sort of, it's very dynamic and changing and constantly changing. So he talks about resistance and resistance that needs to be also localized and very sort of temporal. Like this, you cannot have a monolith. You cannot monolithically resist even monolithic power. And so I hear what you're saying about a diversity and a multiplicity of strategies, and I totally agree. And I think even in our sort of conception of unity, whatever unity looks like, that unity is probably going to be a very dynamic kind of unity. It's not a monolithic unity. Like, again, you can't get it. As tempting it is, at least in my head, to just kind of stick movements together, I don't think that's really a fruitful direction. I think that those unities are going to be constantly negotiated and renegotiated, and we'll get better at that with practice and with time and with building relationships. But that inevitably, because resistance must be sort of multifaceted and dynamic, we must be. If anything, we must be like the flying squad, if you will, of, you know, certain union locals who are here, and then they're there, and then they're somewhere else. We almost need to consider, I wonder if we need to consider unity as almost being like a flying squad. So there is a need, and we respond to a need. And gradually, through building relationships and through just communicating, building understanding, you know, I'm still teaching very, very good, wonderful people. Like, so I'm not even talking of, you know, Tory voters or anything, you know, awful like that, but just really wonderful people, good-hearted people, you know, how you respond to a trans person, because the trans identity is so basically, from a mainstream standpoint, so new. And it's not new. I'm not saying trans people are new, they're not, but the identity as sort of a readily available, sort of understood within a sort of, again, mainstream mass-mediated context is something that really, you know, is only kind of happening now. Trans activism has only been sort of happening in the last 15 to 20 years kind of thing, and that's not here. That has been 15 to 20 years, I don't think. We're kind of slow. You know, so I think it's constant building and constant learning and constant... I need to learn a lot, because I'm speaking from many of the same places of privilege as you are. I can really relate to what you said, the way you opened your comments, because I'm speaking from a lot of those same areas of privilege. So I need to learn a lot. I should probably be quiet very soon, in fact. But there's also a lot of teaching to do. So I seem to be contradicting myself, because I said, I don't have time for this, and now I'm saying, look at all this time you need to do spending doing this. But I guess this is maybe inherently contradictory. I guess, in terms of just about two or three very quick last comments that occurred to me, in terms of sort of practically, you know, bringing sort of some of our identity communities along in this project, I mean, I would say, when I'm sort of working on projects, it's always a case of try to show, not tell. So let's, you know, I don't think I can necessarily go back to, you know, the trans group or, you know, our women's, you know, queer women's support group and say, you know, and kind of talk theoretically about uniting. But when I can go back and say, look, there's, you know, some amazing people who want to make some amazing changes, and this has an impact on your life, and you can get involved, and here are the ways you can get involved. So it becomes very concrete, very real, and it can kind of show, not tell. Well, I am relaying in words, but there's something, there's a concrete thing that's there. I think that's when people buy in more. So that's one last, and then last quick comment. I agree totally that I think we might be at a place, we might be at a point of major change, major transition. I think that's up to us. I can't help thinking of what happened in England after the French Revolution and all the promise. And you see this in the writings of both the early and later second generation Romantic poets, all that potential for liberation, all that liberatory speech. But what happened in England after the French Revolution and all that so-called chaos, is there was actually a snapping back, a movement of tremendous conservatism. And so I think that we need to actually move very actively. I sometimes feel that we're in one of those leg traps, and we're sort of pushing it open, pushing it open, pushing it open. But if we don't act very aggressively and smash that trap, it's just going to snap closed again. Thanks.
Awesome.